Autumn is in the air, word mavens, and for many of us, it's already getting a little chilly. Today's word is in honor of the frosty months ahead, as winter is certainly coming. The word of the day is cryosphere, spelled C-R-Y-O-S-P-H-E-R-E. Cryosphere is a noun that means the part of the Earth's surface where, at temperatures below 32 degrees Fahrenheit, the water is frozen solid. Cryosphere appears in Yerith Rosin's article, as published on Reuters on May 21, 2012, about the release of methane caused by melting ice. The article details the results of a recent study about the relationship between atmospheric methane and the stability of the cryosphere. Release of methane into the atmosphere from any source is troubling because methane has more than 20 times the heat-trapping power of carbon dioxide. Scientists have speculated about such methane releases, and modeling has predicted that it would happen as the cryosphere, the Earth's layer of ice and frozen ground, softens and melts, but no one had ever shown that it was occurring or that it was a widespread phenomenon, lead author Katie Walter Anthony said. This paper really is the first time that we see with field evidence that this type of geologic methane is escaping as the cryosphere retreats. Cryosphere is a compound of the combining forms cryo, C-R-Y-O, which describes cold and ice, and sphere. Cryo derives from the ancient Greek word for icy cold, which comes from the same Proto-Indo-European root that gives us crystal, from the ancient Greek word for clear ice, and both crouton and crustacean from the Latin word for crust. Sphere comes from the ancient Greek word for ball, and outside the realm of geometry, the combining form sphere is often used in English to describe geographic or ecological regions, such as biosphere and noosphere, and air layers, such as troposphere and atmosphere. Launch your word knowledge into the stratosphere with Word of the Day at dictionary.com.